The Three Sisters by Anton Chekhov, Act 3. Summer in the Prozorov house a year later. A fire alarm is heard from outside. We are in what used to be Olga's bedroom. She shares it now with Irina. Their beds, on either side of the stage, are fenced around with screens for privacy. It's 2 o'clock in the morning. A fire has been burning the town for some time. No one in the Prozorov house has been to bed. Masha is lying on the sofa, dressed in black. Olga enters, Anfisa following.
They're sitting under the stairs now. I told them, please go upstairs. It's not right for you to stay down here. They're crying. Papa, Papa, did he get burned up? Where did they get an idea like that? And there's more poor souls in the yard, all of them with no clothes.
Olga is going through the clothes in the wardrobe, picking some out and giving them to Anfisa. Olga throws clothes into Anfisa's arms.
Take this gray one, and this one, and this house coat, and this skirt, my dear. What a thing to happen, dear God. Kursanov Street burned to the ground. Take this. The Vershinin family is frightened, poor things. Their house almost burned down. This. Let them stay the night here. We can't let them go home. This and this. Poor Fedotik lost everything. All burnt. Nothing left.
You better call Ferapont, Oleshka, darling. I can't carry all this.
Olga rings the house bell for Ferapont.
No one is answering.
Olga goes to the door.
Come, someone!
Through the open door, we see a window red with fire. We hear the fire brigade passing by the house.
Oh, horrible. I'm sick and tired of this.
Ferapont enters.
Here, take these. Carry them downstairs. The Ankola Tilin ladies are downstairs. Give them these, and to the Vershinins these.
Yes. In 1812, Moscow burned to the ground. Lord God Almighty, did we surprise the French?
Go.
Yes, ma'am.
Ferapont exits.
Nanny, my darling, give it all away. We don't need anything. Give them everything, Nanny, dear. Tired, I can barely stand. We can't let the Vershinins go home. The little girls can sleep in the sitting room. Alexander can go to the barons. Fedotik can go to the barons, too. Or let him stay here. He can sleep in the reception room. The doctor is hideously drunk. No one can be put in with him. Vershinin's wife can stay in the sitting room.
Oleshka, darling, don't send me away. Don't send me away.
Don't be silly, Nanny. No one is sending you away.
My love, my precious.
Anfisa lays her head on Olga's shoulder.
I work hard. I'm getting weak. I'm in my 82nd year. Everyone says, go away. But where can I go? Where?
Sit down, Nanny. You're tired, poor thing. Rest here, my dear.
Olga makes Anfisa sit.
How pale she is.
Enter Natasha.
Downstairs, they're saying somebody must immediately organize a committee to assist the victims of the fire. That's a fine idea. As a rule, we should always be ready to help victims. Bobek and Sofichka are asleep, as though nothing has happened. We have so many people. Wherever you go, everywhere the house is full. There's influenza around now. I'm afraid the children might catch it.
Olga is not listening.
You can't see the fire from here. It's peaceful here.
Yes.
Natasha goes to the mirror.
I must look terrible. They say I'm putting on weight. It's not true. Not even a little. Masha's asleep. Worn out, poor thing.
Natasha notices Anfisa.
Don't you dare sit in my presence, old woman. Stand up.
Anfisa stands slowly.
Get out!
Anfisa leaves immediately, but awkwardly.
Why do you keep that old woman around? Cannot understand.
Olga is taken aback.
Excuse me. I don't think I understand you.
There's no reason for her to be here. She's a peasant. She should live in the country. You're pampering her. I like a house to be in order. No useless servants.
Natasha strokes Olga's cheek.
You're tired. Poor dear. Our headmistress is tired. When Sofichka is a big girl and goes to the high school, I shall be afraid of you.
I'm not going to be headmistress.
They'll pick you, Oleshka. That's decided.
I'll turn it down. I can't. Haven't the strength.
Olga takes a drink of water.
Just now you were so rude to Nanny. Forgive me. I can't stand that. I'm so tired I can't see.
Forgive me. My dear, forgive me. I didn't mean to upset you.
Masha gets up, takes her pillow, and storms out.
Try to understand, dear. We were brought up simply, and I can't stand that kind of behavior. Depresses me. It makes me ill. My heart sinks.
Natasha kisses Olga.
Forgive me.
Even the slightest rudeness, an unkind word, upsets me.
I often say too much, that's true. But you must agree, my dear, that she should live in the country.
She's been with us 30 years.
But now she can't work. Either I don't understand you, or you won't understand me. She's not fit for housework. She only sleeps or sits.
Let her sit.
What do you mean, let her sit? Why? She's a servant, isn't she? I don't understand you, Olya. I have a nursemaid, a wet nurse, a housemaid, and a cook. What use is this old woman? What use?
We hear the fire alarm bell.
I've aged 10 years tonight.
We need to agree, Olga. You're at the high school, I'm at home. You have teaching, I look after the house, and when I say something about servants, I know what I'm talking about. I do know what I'm talking about. And so we'll see the last of that thieving old crow, that nasty old hag, that witch.
Natasha stamps her foot.
Don't you dare disobey me! Don't you dare!
Natasha collects herself.
Honestly, if you don't move downstairs, we'll always be arguing. It's awful.
Kuligin enters.
Where's Masha? It's time to go home. They say the fire is dying down.
Kuligin stretches.
1/4 of the town gone. But the wind was so strong, it looked as though the whole town was going to burn.
Kuligin sits.
Oh, I'm worn out, Olya, my dear. I often think that if it hadn't been for Masha, I would have married you. You're very good. I'm exhausted.
Kuligin seems to be listening for something.
What is it?
To make things worse, the doctor's been drinking all night. He's hopelessly drunk just to make things worse.
Kuligin gets up.
I think he's coming. Can you hear that? Yes, here he comes. What kind of a person? I'll hide. What a delinquent.
For 2 years, nothing. And now this.
Olga and Natasha retreat upstage. Kuligin hides behind the wardrobe. Chebutikin enters without staggering. He does not seem drunk. He walks across the room, stops, looks around, then goes to the washstand to wash his hands.
The devil take 'em all. Damn 'em all. They've become a doctor, know how to cure everything. But I've forgotten everything I ever knew. I don't remember anything.
Olga and Natasha sneak out unnoticed, while Kuligin remains spying from behind the wardrobe.
The hell with 'em. Last Wednesday, I treated a woman at Sasip. She died. It's my fault she died. Yes. I did know something 25 years ago, but I don't remember a thing. Nothing. My head's empty, my soul frozen. Maybe I'm not human at all, but only pretending to have arms and legs and a head. Maybe I don't exist, but dream that I'm walking, eating, sleeping.
Chebutikin weeps.
If only I did not exist!
Chebutikin stops weeping.
Who the hell knows? The day before yesterday, talk at the club, dropping names. Shakespeare! Voltaire! I never read none of them. Not one. But I showed that face like I'd read them, and everyone else did the same. Mean. Shabby vulgarity, the meanness. And that woman I killed on Wednesday, I remembered her. I remembered everything. All the disgusting, nasty, all of it twisted in my soul. I started drinking.